Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 470.
On Now You Know. So Kikius Maximus posted Tesla Optimist saying, I'm not just dancing all day, okay?
Get this straight. The Tesla engineering team is showing Optimus videos of humans doing a task, and then Optimus can learn from watching that.
Right. The video is fed through a neural network, which processes the data to understand and then replicate the actions. This process allows Optimus to learn new tasks by observing human demonstrations, which is a significant advancement in its capability to perform a wide range of activities autonomously.
And it's only going to get faster at learning more and more useful tasks.
Then once Optimus has learned a new task, it's just like with the human, you can say, throw away the trash, and then Optimus will remember what that means.
So I counted 19 tasks in this video. Throwing away trash.
Cleaning with a brush and dustpan.
Tearing a paper towel from a roll.
Stirring a pot.
Vacuuming.
Putting away parts in a factory.
Opening a cabinet.
Using a microwave.
Closing a curtain.
Watering a plant.
Doing dishes.
Ironing clothes.
Putting things in a drawer.
Cleaning a table with a sponge.
Cleaning a whiteboard.
Cooking on a stove.
Putting things away.
Dusting.
And doing laundry. That's more things than most college students do.
My hand's in 3D.
And this is just the beginning. Once one Optimus can do any of these tasks well, all of them can. That's not like with humans.
Right. You take years to teach one human to walk, and then you have to start all over again to teach another one to walk.
That's why it's so tiring to be a parent. What a great recruiting video this is, though. I want to work for Tesla teaching Optimus stuff. I think this would be so cool to be able to say throughout the rest of human history, I taught the robot to do, you know, tying shoes. And Kikius Maximus posted,
the biggest product ever.
So we're going to talk more about this on the Investor Club bonus stories today. So please join us on Patreon. It's easy to do. And it really helps us out. So Elon said during his interview with CNBC's David Faber that Tesla owners will be able to add or subtract your car to the fleet. Take a look.
What percentage of those are going to be? Well, not the Cybercab. You're just talking about on full self-driving level 4.
Unsupervised full self-driving, right. Meaning you do not need to pay attention.
Right. for me, if I own a Tesla and I have the software, the capability of doing it.
Yes.
Right.
We'll have a model which is kind of like some combination of Uber and Airbnb. So if you're a Tesla owner,
right,
you'll be able to add or subtract your car to the fleet. So just like an Airbnb, you could like rent out your spare bedroom or rent out your house when you're not using it. And the same thing will be available for Tesla owners. So
right,
it's a way for Tesla owners to earn revenue for, instead of having your car sit in the parking lot.
And so Elon made it clear during this interview that there will be no safety driver in the driver's seat when the Tesla Robotaxi service launches in Austin next month.
Next month is only about a week away. This is getting so exciting.
Faber also asked Elon about Optimus. Let's listen to that part of the interview.
You said recently tens of billions of robots, but that's decades away.
At least one decade away.
It's got to be more than that.
It's going to grow very fast.
Why do you think that?
I think humanoid robots will be the biggest product ever. The demand will be insatiable.
You said that.
Everyone's going to want one. It's
said,
like, basically, who wouldn't want their own personal C-3PO R2-D2.
Like, no.
Everyone's
right. You've said that. And, you know, your goal, you've also said, is to produce a million robots, I think, by 2030. That's what I had you on the record as saying.
I think that's a reasonable target.
And then start towards sustainable abundance, which you can get into. But,
yeah,
you know, I wonder, we've been talking about autonomous and how long it takes to train the automobile to be able to be the equivalent of or exceed human capabilities. But what about these robots, to the extent that how much training are they going to need to actually be able to do various different types of tasks? Is that, isn't that something that's going to take a long time? Yeah.
Yes, it's going to take a lot of compute resources, and it'll take time. I think there's certain threshold breakthroughs that we think we can achieve, where if Optimus can watch videos, YouTube videos or how-to videos or whatever, and based on that video, just like a human can, learn how to do that thing, then you really have task extensibility that is dramatic, because then it can learn anything very quickly. So I think we'll get there in the next.
We're not there yet, though.
We're not there yet.
You're relying on a significant uptick in terms of learning and training.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm calling it a very significant threshold would be
understood.
The ability to learn from watching a video.
Opposed to watching a human, right? Which is, or having a human sort of train it right now with a task.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're training Optimus to do like primitive tasks where a human in a kind of a what's called a mocap suit is sort of cameras on the head is moving in the way that the robot would move to, say, pick up an object or open a door or the basic tasks, throw a ball, dance. Mm-hmm. I think that's needed to sort of bootstrap the intelligence so you can have the basic functions. Then where I think it gets very interesting and very much like humans is that you want the robot to self-play.
Right.
So you say, how does a child learn? Well, a child has toys, and a child plays with the toys, plays with the blocks, you know, at some point figures out how to put the triangle in the triangle hole and the circle in the circle hole by doing it over and over again. And this self-play, once you have a lot of robots, you can do this self-play, which is that you just put the robot in a room with toys and have the robot literally have the robot play with toys.
And it will learn.
Yeah. And you have to have a reward function to say, like, okay, the goal of the robot is to put, you know, that classic child's toy, you put the circle in the circle hole, the square in the square hole, triangle in the triangle hole, and keep doing it until it works. And the reward function is succeeding.
And there are no advances needed to accomplish that now? I mean, no advances in AI or just compute and things of that nature that can happen?
There are some advances needed, but I don't think these are insurmountable. I think we can solve these things in the next few years.
Really fun discussion about learning at the end there. But I just really dislike these mainstream media interviews. The interviewers are almost always dimwits.
Isn't it going to take a long time?
The guy you're interviewing, David, has developed computer chips that are now in five humans' brains that allow them to use a computer just by thinking. He developed self-driving electric cars, self-landing rockets, the largest rocket ship ever made, electric tunnel machines that run without humans in the tunnel, solar roofs, grid-scale batteries. But yeah, don't believe anything Elon's telling you. And then, of course, the narrative that the legacy media has to push.
My question is more about your work at Doge, for example. Was that worth it? You know, to the extent you are now, Elon, you were a somewhat divisive figure 2 years ago, but now you really are. I mean, there are people who love you, but there are a lot of people who dislike you, some of whom were your customers. And I wonder, was it worth the undertaking at Doge and everything else that you've done and how outspoken you've been in terms of the things you believe in to antagonize so many potential buyers and or users of things like a robotaxi?
I mean, unfortunately, what I've learned is that legacy media propaganda is very effective at making people believe things that aren't true.
What would an example of that be?
That I'm a Nazi, for example. And how many legacy media publications, talk shows, whatever, try to claim that I was a Nazi because of some random hand gesture at a rally where all I said was that my heart goes out to you and I was talking about space travel.
And Elon said it's insane.
And yeah, we're going to talk more about this on Patreon bonus stories today, so we hope you join us there for as little as a buck a month.
The FBI formed a domestic terrorism task force to investigate attacks on Tesla.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from more liberal outlets.
And if they are, they're shifting the focus to President Trump. But with a quick scroll, we easily found reporting calling for the violence to settle down.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, you don't get the truth. You get outrage and misguided attacks on innocent Tesla owners.
Especially when it comes to someone as polarizing as Elon Musk, there's only going to be more spin, more outrage, and more violence unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from the echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories that we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Thank you to Ground News for sponsoring us and helping us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you. So Tesla posted this. Teslas have the lowest maintenance and repair costs of any brand. You'll never pay for this again. I thought that was quite effective, actually.
Almost a million people have seen it, and it was essentially free since they just posted it on X.
So comment down below if you think this is actually good advertising or if you want to see more, you know, paid advertising on the networks.
What's really funny to me is they could have run this ad like 10 years ago.
I know.
And it would have been probably even more effective because even fewer people would have known any of this.
Yeah.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Hey, and it's now official. All the paperwork has been filed. All the documents have been signed. Tesla Incorporated is now officially incorporated in Texas.
He ain't a cowboy.
Sure I am. Yippee, whippy, whippy.
Okay, he's in.
So bye-bye, Delaware.
See ya,
and all your crazy judges.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Kyan posted, I don't want to hear how the Cybertruck isn't a real work truck. This thing has been running two pumps for 3 days using just 10% a day. Total lifesaver for our latest build. It tows our excavator and powers job sites like a champ.
And Elon reposted Tesla, who posted, putting Cybertruck to work.
And Sawyer Merritt posted, from a follower in Canada, Cybertruck has been hauling logs all day. That's awesome. And then Tesla Cars only posted, Cybertruck Mad Max Edition? Now, wait a minute. Is this... That looks like CGI, Jesse. How can that possibly be real?
I don't know. I think it's real.
Well, the thing is, VO3 just came out this week, and we're going to talk about that this week. So definitely go to Patreon bonus stories to see some examples that just kind of shocked me. So maybe this isn't real. I think it is real. I mean, I looked at it like 12 times.
Right, because like when the wheels bottom out and they hit the fenders, like more dust gets kicked off. And I don't know if an AI would know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Comment down below. Let us know what you think. I think it's real. I think it's just so shocking that it doesn't look like it could be real.
Especially with the paint job and everything.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And all of Japan's 12 large Coast Guard ships have now switched to Starlink to keep them connected. 85 more ships in the fleet will be joining over the next few years.
Now their crew can keep connected with family while they're away at sea.
And Starlink is now available in the country of Bangladesh.
Bangladesh has a population of 175 million people.
Quick! Where are the Faroe Islands on this map?
Ooh, it's,
I got it totally wrong when I tried to guess. I was like, near Argentina?
All right, well, put point at the map and... Is that where you guessed they were?
I certainly didn't.
And Elon posted, Starlink is now available in the Faroe Islands.
And Starbase Texas posted, it's official. Starbase is now an incorporated city in Texas with local governance in place. We are excited to continue building the best city for our community.
Elon posted, not often that new cities are made these days.
Yeah, so that one's official too. All the paperwork's been filed. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving. Into the
Future. I think you know what I'm going to say. Henson razors are the best. You can get them at hensonshaving.com. If you use our code now you know when you check out and you put the box of 100 blades in the checkout, there's like a glitch or something. No, this is a promotion that Henson's been running since day one. And I really appreciate that they've been doing that for our viewers. You'll get those 100 blades for free. And almost every week, people will comment below letting people know, yeah, I still haven't run out of my 100 blades. So I've essentially been shaving with free razors this whole time.
So remember a couple of days ago, we showed you Tesla testing FSD in Melbourne, Australia. Well, according to Tesla's Australia and New Zealand director, Tom Drew, he told news.com in Australia, there's currently no blockers in Australia to releasing full self-driving supervised as we have in North America. It's something our business is working on releasing. I don't have a timeline currently for you, but it's certainly very exciting to be able to bring that to a market that doesn't have a regulatory blocker.
Well, that's exciting news. So maybe Melbourne will join Austin as one of the first cities to go robotaxi network.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it'll take to go from supervised to unsupervised, but that's really good.
I mean, as we saw with China, I mean, this is actually a lot easier because
they can actually use video.
They can actually use the video, but it really depends on how much video they can gather from Australia. So how many Teslas are on the road?
Yeah. So get out there and drive, Australians. All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus story. So if you're a patron, you can head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow. You can get to see our exclusive bonus stories for you 3 times a week, all for $1 a month. And if you're an Investor Club member, we got 3 bonus stories for you as well. We'll see you there. All right. We're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the week.
And Kikius Maximus, who of course is Elon Musk, posted, congrats, WSJ or Wall Street Journal, on your new name of BSJ. BS is just so much more accurate.
Kikius says, we are coming for those who organize the violence and death threats against Tesla. Remember this statement. So Kikius Maximus posted this meme, and this is from his Qatar Economic Forum interview that we're going to talk more about on Patreon bonus stories, because after that, Elon said
the interviewer was incredibly belligerent.
And Elon said Texas is the maker state. So Elon's with the transportation secretary here, Sean Duffy, who visited Tesla headquarters in Texas this week. We'll again be talking about more of this on Patreon bonus stories this week, so don't miss it.
Elon posted major upgrade to Grok API.
And then this post from XAI saying, attention developers, the XAI API just got a lot smarter. With live search, Grok can now search through real-time data from X, the internet, trending news, and more. Well, that's cool. We have an API account. Let's go play with it. The Atlantic posted the decline and fall of Elon Musk.
And Elon posted a sad face emoji.
And then Elon reposted Stephanie Tyler's post, the mainstream media, Elon is in decline. The decline. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, he hasn't done much lately. He's in decline, I hear. Kikius Maximus says government is wasting about $100 million per year on unused phone lines. Yeah. So everyone who's fighting Doge right now, you want the government to just spend $100 million of your taxpayer money on Verizon phone lines and stuff? Real smart. Now that Kikius Maximus is Roman, he posted legacy media lies licentiously. What does licentiously mean?
It's derived from the Latin licentiosus, and it means acting immorally.
I took Latin for 7 years. I don't remember coming across that word.
Well, you've
got to go back to school,
I guess.
All right. It's time for some supercharger reviews. This is where you guys go out in the world and do our work for us.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Sarah. I'm at the Halifax, North Carolina supercharger station. We are driving our 2015 Model S from Massachusetts to Florida and back. And that means we have had 10 years of free supercharging so far. I have never before seen 60 supercharging stalls in one location. This is fantastic. It is maybe a third of a mile if or less off of 95 South. Plenty to do here, but who cares? We're talking 60 stalls. Wow. I'm giving this a 60 out of 60. Now you know.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Nick reviewing a new charging station off the I-75 in Gainesville, Florida. This is off West Newberry Road. It's got 23 chargers. They go up to 325 kilowatts of charging. A lot of them are the pull-through kind, so if you're towing something, you don't have to unhitch, which is nice. The station is in a somewhat dilapidated strip mall with a couple of things. However, if you look back there, there's an actual mall with a food court and restrooms and restaurants. Overall, I'd give this a 7.5, just based on how many chargers and the convenience.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. If you want to check out Supercharger Reviews yourself, we have a map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com. It's a website that doesn't have any ads because we never got around to it. And you can upload your own reviews. You can check out everybody else's on a map, so it's pretty convenient.
A website with no ads? It may be the only website on the internet with no ads. So, you should visit it just for that reason. You could show your friends, this is what the internet looked like in the early 2000s.
Well, the only other website that doesn't have any ads is Patreon. And if you want to see some of our content over there, you can join us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. It's actually gotten more cost effective since we switched over to the three times a week.
I know, we used to say it was a quarter of video or something. And now it's like, what? 6 cents.
We do 3 episodes a week
times 4.2, so that's like 13 goes into a dollar. Yeah, it's like 7 cents.
So it's, these videos are I think cheaper than what advertisers pay.
Yeah.
And if you way support cheaper. Us for $1 a month, you get to see all of them.
And it really helps us out.
It really does. So just $1 a month, patreon.com/nowyouknow. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Now you know.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.